Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brucetus Podcast. I'm Maddie Mayhem.
I'm the Skinny Guinea.
I'm Flex.
I'm Jill the Thrill.
And we are the Brucetus.
Satyrs.
It's fucking day number
8. Pay attention.
9. You pay attention, you bet.
Yeah. I'm trying. Keeping it. Trying to keep up with you.
Fucking day number 9. I've drank Skiven.
A little cidery in the house. What's up, boy?
A little cidery? You gonna rap for us?
A little cidery. I'm a reef, you know what I mean.
That's a throwback for
get the
you
fucking
folks
opposite. Get the opposite of a cider.
Today we're drinking Porter by Sierra Nevada.
Ooh.
Fucking slur.
They need a better name for
that. That's what the name of it is, Porter.
Porter, yes.
Yeah.
Boo.
By Sierra Nevada.
Boo.
It says purest ingredients, finest quality. Fucking microphone seems really far away from my face right now.
It wasn't.
Shove it in there.
Oh, yeah.
I meant the mic.
I really can't make out any words on there.
Okay, guys. We're drinking Porter by Sierra Nevada. Obviously, if you have half a fucking brain, we're drinking a Porter. It's 12 fluid ounces, purest ingredients, blah, blah, blah. You guys know Sierra Nevada. It's nothing out of the ordinary. It says right in the top, a classic porter. So before even trying this, they're not going for anything special. They're not going for anything crazy. There's no like milk stout or chocolate or whatever. You know what I mean? This is just a porter.
I like a nice
we
porter.
We had the best chocolate milk stout in Disney. I think you already talked about that. It was so fucking good. I don't even remember the name of it,
though. I don't think we talked about it. What's the left hand?
I don't
left
remember.
Left hand makes good
it
fucking
like literally
beer.
Tasted like chocolate
it was
milk.
Left hand,
so
but it was really good.
Mm.
All right, anyways, so let's get into it. I mean, if you want to talk about the appearance real quick, guess what does a porter look like? Well,
I can't
it looks
see
like
through
this
at all. It must be black.
It's motor oil black. It's more of a brown.
It's not motor oil.
No, it's not.
Coca-Cola Zero color.
It does look like Coke, yeah.
Coca-Cola Zero.
And even the, like, there's a little bit of a head that's super brown, too.
Fuck.
You okay,
right,
dude?
You're goddamn right. It's a little bit of a head.
You okay over there?
No, I'm good. I'm great. Fucking swell-tastic.
Okay.
Took one sip. I am done. Okay, we are the Brucetus.
Chill.
Fucking
it smells like,
ever.
Dude, smell it. It smells like chocolate.
Yeah, I know. I'm
give
done.
A little sniff of Rooney.
It's not the good chocolate, though. It smells like Nestle's.
It smells like Hershey's.
No.
You mean like Nesquik?
It smells like a Nestle Crunch without the Rice Krispies in it.
So Hershey's.
It smells like Nesquik, like it's the powder.
Nesquik with the bunny on it.
Got that waxy.
Flex, you had a sip. Does it taste like chocolate?
I don't like it. I don't care what it tastes like. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of porters.
You're sitting out this episode too?
No, I'm right here. Sitting over here.
Oh my God. Tastes like. It feels like chocolate's in my mouth.
I have to take a sip. I haven't taken a sip yet.
Taste it. It's actually not bad. For a porter, dude.
It's not bad, but. Dude, my mouth is already fucking jacked up from, like, the first two sips.
Oh, that's a good one.
This is good, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, I don't like porters or stouts, but this is good.
You do if you drink a few beforehand.
Yeah.
It's a solid point.
What's everyone up to today?
We don't got time for that. We got to get down to business.
All right, we'll get to that next episode.
Tomorrow.
Aftertaste. I think that's where the chocolate really comes through, is in the aftertaste.
The aftertaste has a nice... chocolatey
rich Ghiardelli
yeah taste. Sure it's like a it's not even like the taste it's the texture there it's yeah. Like it's on the back of your tongue
it feels like there's like I just swallowed chocolate you know there's still a little melted chocolate in your mouth after you eat that
I do know exactly what you're saying why are you saying yo what
I said ayo
why are you saying that
ayo
yeah why are you saying that dude huh yeah that's right that's what I thought another one
yeah what about another one bruh
I like it. Where are you drinking this, Maddie Mayhem?
Where am I drinking this? I'm drinking this when I go to Santa's Village in New Hampshire. And it's...
What?
It's the 3 days before Christmas. So it's the 22nd of December. And I'm sitting on Santa Claus's lap. And I say, Santa Claus, what I want for Christmas is a new snowboard. And he says, you're too young for snowboarding. And I say, all right, I'll take... The wooden blocks there. And he says, all right, I can do the wooden blocks for you.
Wooden blocks, bro.
Yeah.
What year is this?
It's 1984.
And you're drinking a milk stout at the time?
Drinking a milk stout.
I'm sorry.
Milk stout. And I'm 4 years old. And
dude, this tastes a little like Coke.
Really?
All right, thanks Flex, what do you, when are you drinking this?
I'm gonna drink it in the same situation you are, but when he asked me what I want.
Let me tell you what.
Didn't let him finish.
I was slammed before this, and then you said something, and then I was fucking sober all of a sudden. Way to ruin the whole situation.
Fine, next time, don't invite me. And I won't bring beer.
I enjoy you here.
Fuck you.
Because you sobered me up real quick.
Jill, you better keep drinking. No, you're not.
No, I didn't drink this.
You're not drinking this in any particular situation.
The thrill doesn't like it.
Mm. All right, let me tell you. All right, I like this for a porter.
Okay.
No, yeah. I'm going to drink it in the same situation as Matt, but when Santa Claus asks me what I want for Christmas, I'm saying IPA.
Oh,
that's a dig.
That was a dig.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want my final verdict on it?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where I'm drinking it, to be honest. Probably like I like the idea around Christmas time.
Like a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Christmas like a work party. Christmas party, because they don't have good beer anyway. So you're like, oh, right.
No, I like this.
I'm not saying. Bad.
You drink it and say, why the fuck am I here?
Dude, if I was sick of, say I had like IPAs like 6 days in a row and I go to a bar and I want something different, I would, and if this was on tap, I'd 100% get this. This would be bomb on tap, too.
I bet it would, with the nitro instead of carbon.
Oh, nitro. Yes. I love nitro.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
Did we give numbers the last episode yesterday?
Yeah, we gave stars.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I bet you can't.
Better go and fucking listen. All right,
what are you giving it? Swags.
Dude, I'm giving this a 5.
5?
Mm-hmm. For a porter. It's a 5 for me.
Perfect porter.
You don't get to say anything because you're not drinking.
No stars.
Yet.
No flags.
I'm gonna go with a 4. I'm not a porter fan, but I'm gonna rape it on this one.
Rape it?
Gonna rape
in
it?
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
Oh, okay.
I'm going 3. Good right in the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it gets a 4.
Too aggressive.
4.
It's a good thing, guys. Don't worry. Yeah, it's a good thing.
That's a 4, baby. I'm right. Betty Mayhem.
I'm the Skinny Guinea.
I'm Flex.
I'm Joel the Thrill.
And we are the Brusaders.
See ya.